This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Right now, an army of FEMA home inspectors are working their way through parts of Texas decimated by Hurricane Harvey. They're recording information that will help the federal government decide who gets disaster aid and how much. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, that process has come under fire, with some hurricane victims demanding more transparency.
So your name is John Doe, is that correct?
Yeah, my name is John Doe.
Okay, and how is that last name spelled?
D-O-E.
Okay, great.
This is tape I got a few weeks ago at a shelter in Austin set up for Hurricane Harvey evacuees.
And you haven't registered yet, is that correct?
I've never registered before.
Okay.
FEMA Public Information Officer Rita Egan was walking me through a hypothetical application for government disaster assistance.
This is a hard and arduous process, and we do tell everyone this. I'm not saying that because you look really haggard.
It's true, I did.
You have to be patient with yourself and with the process.
If everything goes in my favor in this pretend application, the first step will bring a FEMA inspector to my home.
Who's going to try to go out and confirm the damages.
Eventually, I'll get a notice from FEMA telling me what aid I qualify for. Of course, things don't always work out that way.
Yeah, it's just everything's on hold. It's just ridiculous.
Margaret Schuler is from Alvin, Texas.
I don't know where to turn now.
After the flooding, Schuler says the city of Alvin put a red tag on her house. That means it's uninhabitable. Now, some of the problems do predate the flood, but because of that red tag, FEMA inspectors won't go inside to assess damage the flood did cause, like wet, molding sheetrock.
Because all the sheetrock has to come out now because of black mold. and they won't go in.
You can see her dilemma. She wants FEMA to help fix flood damage, but needs to spend money she doesn't have to fix other problems before it'll do that.
My parents had that house for 80 years. Anyway.
As more time goes by without an inspection, she worries she'll lose the house completely.
So the inspection is the critical event that determines what FEMA assistance is going to be made available to people.
This is lawyer Jerry Wesovich with a nonprofit called Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. His group put me in touch with Schuler. They say they've heard from a lot of storm victims who feel at the mercy of rules they don't really understand. In fact, Wesovich goes further. He says that FEMA is using secret standards to decide what assistance people get and that they've done it before.
And Hurricane Dolly bringing a lot of wind and a lot of rain into southern Texas here.
Back in 2008, Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid sued FEMA for how it handled Hurricane Dolly. They charged that poorly constructed homes in the impoverished colonias of South Texas were denied assistance because of a secret deferred maintenance rule. Basically, it means if a home was in bad shape before the storm, it was less likely to get federal help.
Well, the court forbid the agency from using the deferred maintenance rule that we discovered. The problem with that is it doesn't prevent them from using other secret rules.
Wesovich says, sure, FEMA needs rules, but they shouldn't keep them from the public. He says something similar happened in other storms in 2015 and 2016. Are you confident that they still have a set of standards or rules that they're employing that just nobody knows about?
Yes. Here's one easy one. FEMA publishes a document after every disaster that's called the IHP Inspection Guidelines.
Okay.
And it gives that document to all the inspectors, but it doesn't give it to the public. Why not?
I called FEMA.
Hi, this is Leo.
Leo Skinner is another FEMA spokesperson. I basically laid out what Wesovich had told me and asked him, is that true?
No. The inspector is just looking at the damage to your home, and that's all they're evaluating. They don't determine how much money you get.
And is there something called an IHP inspection guideline that is available to look at for the public? Or?
Well, I don't have that. I could see if I can get a hold of that. I don't happen to have that.
I could give you my email, or if you want to give me yours, I can email you too, just so you have that if you want to.
Sure.
Well, I waited for his reply. I did a little searching. It turns out the IHP means Individual and Households Program, and the inspection guidelines do exist, according to a bunch of websites.
WSP USA Inspection Services is recruiting people like you to join our network of disaster housing inspectors.
This is from a site for one FEMA contractor. It's kind of like a temp agency for inspectors. It offers a copy of the inspection guidelines, but you need a password to access it. When FEMA's Leo Skinner got back to me, he reiterated that there were no secret rules, but he didn't send the guidelines. He pasted some info from that same private contractor into the email, listing the duties of inspectors.
A basic understanding of residential construction is required.
One bullet point said inspectors can't enter buildings deemed unsafe. That seemed to explain Margaret Schuler's problem in Alvin. Another bullet point said inspectors need to address all required data fields within the FEMA software.
You will record data and photos on an Android tablet using government-issued software.
I asked Skinner if I could see the software, but he wrote back that it was, quote, proprietary, which could be interpreted as secret.
The way that the software manipulates that information, it is applying rules that, from our earlier conversation, I understood that FEMA refused to give you.
Here's lawyer Jerry Wesovich again. I called him back to get his reaction.
So they basically admit that they use secret rules, even while they deny that they do.
He also sent me a FEMA document that he says is a template for the inspection rules. He said he's heard from dozens more Harvey victims unhappy with the results of their inspections, and answering their questions means finding out the standards by which FEMA's decisions are made.
It doesn't seem like it ought to be that difficult for the government to simply tell people how it decides benefits.
When it comes to Margaret Schuler's situation in Alvin, Texas, I called her to check in before the story aired. She said a church group plans to come help her remove sheetrock and repair her house next week. FEMA has told her to expect a new inspection visit on the 30th. Mosbuchel, KT News.